Welcome to The Five Things, This Week in Social. This is the Webby Award-winning podcast that looks at five stories from social, data, e-com, AI, and tech. Dear listener, it's your host and executive producer, Joey Scarillo here. I come to you today with a heart filled with gratitude. After four incredible years, it's time we indefinitely pause The Five Things, This Week in Social podcast. We did not want to leave you, the listeners, hanging, because you are such an amazing audience. Gray has provided me with an incredible opportunity to work on this show. Without further ado, my friends, here are the five things I've loved about making this podcast. Number one, this podcast is a part of Gray's rich history. Gray was started over 100 years ago in 1917 by Larry Valenstein and Arthur Fatt. Gray has had a really big impact in the advertising industry. From 1935 to 1987, Gray produced an industry-wide newsletter called Gray Matter, offering insider tips and information about trends in marketing. And then we fast forward all the way to 2015, Gray creates their first newsletter called The Five Things. It's a weekly email that outlines the latest trends in social and digital media. I would get it every week in my inbox. Then in 2019, we created Gray's first podcast, Gray Matter, a podcast about ideas, paying homage to the name of the original newsletter. That show explores how the best ideas get thought up through conversations with founders, creators, artists, and inventors. You've heard me plug that show probably a million times at the end of this one. Then later in 2019, just a few months before the global pandemic, Gray's social team partnered with us podcast producers to launch a companion podcast for their newsletter. That became this show, The Five Things This Week in Social. This show allowed us an opportunity to dig deeper into the social topics we were talking about in the newsletter. So now, the second thing that I love about making this podcast is that it was a wild ride. In the early days of The Five Things, we would have five people on every episode. We had three consistent hosts and two guests. And our guests in those early days were sometimes people from Gray and sometimes industry leaders who were experts in their field. As we moved into the lockdown, the stories we discussed kept our listeners connected to the industry while we were all isolated at home. It was around that time that we learned that actually just having three people on the show was both easier to schedule and easier for you, the listener. Then in May of 2020, after the murder of George Floyd, the world was upended. Gray's first statement was an episode of this show. We took a break from discussing social and digital and hosted a conversation with our Black colleagues about the injustice facing Black people in the U.S. It was our first special topics episode and, to date, one of our most listened to episodes. By 2021, by maintaining our consistency with our weekly cadence, we reached 100 episodes. Later in 2021, we were looking for a new host. And since I was always available for the recordings, because I was producing, I stepped into the host seat. And then we decided to open the doors to the whole Social and Connections team to join the show. This shift allowed you to get varied insights and opinions from a wide range of Gray voices, from social experts to those who focus on influencer marketing, community management, brand strategy, data. We just wanted to put the best people on the show. Okay. Our third thing, industry recognition. It's nice. Our first bit of national recognition came when we were awarded by Adweek Podcast Awards for Best Agency-Hosted Podcast of 2022. Then in 2023, The Five Things was awarded the Webby for Best Creativity and Marketing Podcast, just 1 year after Gray Matter had won the same award in the category's inaugural year. In 2023, I got to go to Podcast Movement, which was an amazing honor. Throughout the years, we hosted special conversations around Juneteenth, LGBTQ Pride Month, Women's History Month, Hispanic Heritage Month, several special topic episodes, and a new format designed to have special guests. And we called it The Five Things With. In those conversations, we talked to creators whose unique view of the internet provided new insights into social for marketers and creators. Lauren Pacell and Ariel Nissenblatt from Tink Media were instrumental in getting us connected with those guests. All this recognition was really nice for our show. But our fourth thing is actually one of the most important things, and that's you, the audience. So to you, dear listener, I owe a debt of gratitude. Your support, your feedback, your enthusiasm have been the fuel that kept this podcast going. Whether you've been with us from the beginning or you just joined us recently, you listening to this show has meant the world to me. If you're a marketer, I always imagined that maybe you were listening to us early in your career, and all the while we were in your ear week after week, giving you the information and analysis that you needed to choose the right channels for your brand to appear on. Or maybe you're a creator who uses social platforms like Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok to make a living, and our updates helped you discover or unlock some creative potential or idea. Thank you for inviting us into your lives and for lending us your time. We don't take that privilege lightly. Okay, the fifth and final thing that I have loved about making this show is everyone at Gray who supported us and the team that made it happen. I want to take this opportunity to express thanks to everyone who's been a part of this journey. First and foremost, I want to extend my sincerest gratitude to the amazing team who worked behind the scenes. Your dedication and creativity have been the driving force for each and every episode, and I couldn't have asked for a more talented group of individuals to collaborate with, truly. There are a few people, though, I have to shout out individually. First is Danielle Hunt, who was a driving force for me in those early days. She was an amazing partner and gave me the motivation to keep pushing forward. Sam Geller, you made this show possible for so long. Your steady hand and constant encouragement made us grow in so many ways. Jada Hines, your energy and excitement for this content has driven this team and me to not only make the podcast better, but also the newsletter and how we appear on social. To everyone at Gray from the comms team throughout the years, thank you for your partnership. To Amanda Fuentes, Guy Rosemarin, and the entire team at Gramercy Park Studios, thank you for not only delivering the show, but also just being incredible partners the whole time. To Gray's executive team over the years, thank you for all of your support and encouragement. And of course, I have to thank all the previous co-hosts and panelists and regulars like Beth Rolfs, Daniel Avon, Abby Ness, Alex Black, Ari Santana, Claire Heaps, Kane Fair, Hannah Loff, Jessica Womack, Kendall Pennington, Rick Schumann, Gabriella Mercier, Natalie McGee, Mahal Buxbaum, Kofi Roberts, Katie O'Brien, Shailene Radinsky, and Stephanie Thule, and everyone who's participated on an episode of the show, even if it was just one time. Thank you for sharing your insights, your industry knowledge, and in so many ways, a part of yourself. Thanks for always answering my team's messages. Lastly, on a personal level, I have to thank Rachel for her unending support, always. All right, friends. Well, that's it. That's the five things. Those are the five things that I loved. I mean, I'm sure I could think of a million more, but I only have so much time. So as we close out this chapter and not say goodbye, but more like see you soon, while this podcast may be taking a break, the memories we've shared and the connections we formed, of course, will live on. You can listen to the entire backlog of archives anytime you want. Thank you for listening. It's truly been an honor and a privilege to host this show from the bottom of my heart. Hosting and producing this show has without a doubt been a highlight of my career. And I may be back with another podcast project. Who knows? Just follow me on LinkedIn to keep up. If you have questions, comments, concerns, points of interest, or complaints, or you just want to send us something you loved about the show, you can do that by emailing us at podcasts@gray.com. As mentioned, the topics on this show are always written and researched by the teams at Gray New York, Gray Midwest, and Tank. This podcast was produced by Samantha Geller and Jada Hines. Post-production by Amanda Fuentes, Guy Rosemarin, Kyle St. Agathe, and Ned Martin at Gramercy Park Studios. The Five Things is hosted and executive produced by me, Joey Scarillo. That's it for us. Thank you, listener. Farewell, but not goodbye. And as always, please be social. Gray is a global creative agency whose mission is putting famously effective ideas into the world. Check out more at gray.com.